Senate Democrats expressed prejudice ahead of Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz investigation. By Sean Moran on February 4, 2021. Senate Ethics Committee Democrats have already expressed judgments about Senators Josh Hawley, Armo, and Ted Cruz, RTX, regarding their move to object to the 2020 presidential election ahead of the committee's investigation. The Senate Ethics Committee will investigate Hawley and Cruz's objection to the certification of the election results. The investigation resulted from 7 Senate Democrats who filed the complaint against the Senate conservatives, contending they lent legitimacy to the riots against the Capitol. Hawley subsequently filed the counter-complaint against the Democrats, alleging improper conduct for the Democrats' gain. Hawley said he hopes the committee took his complaint seriously and will work in a bipartisan manner. A Cruz spokesperson said that the investigation sets a dangerous precedent when ethics complaints are used as a political tool to try to intimidate and punish. Now, the secretive Senate Ethics Committee will investigate whether Hawley and Cruz violated Senate ethics rules in their effort to object to the election results. However, it appears the 3 Senate Democrats on the committee, including Chairman Chris Coons, DITA, have expressed prejudgments about Hawley and Cruz's case. Coons told reporters one day after the January 6 riots that Hawley and Cruz should resign. Senator Jeanne Shaheen, DNH, said in December that Hawley's plan is outrageous. She added it borders on sedition or treason. Schatz retweeted Mark Elias, the founder of Democracy Docket, on January 9. Elias wrote, "No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress who, having previously taken an oath, as a member of Congress to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same." 14th Amendment, U.S. Constitution. Shaheen and Coons' comments about Hawley and Cruz's actions call into question their objectivity ahead of the Senate Ethics Committee investigation. Leftist groups such as the Citizens for Ethics and Responsibility, CREW, have called for Senator James Lankford, ROK, the vice chairman of the committee, to recuse himself because he planned to object to the election results as well. Senator Lankford must not be allowed to weigh in on any investigation of his colleague's conduct when his own behavior may have contributed to the issue at hand, Crew wrote in a press release in January. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.